misinterpreted Matthew 16:28. Matthew 16:28 is a passage that has perplexed many readers, even causing some to question, is the Bible really true? Matthew 16:28. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. 2,000 years later, still waiting for Jesus to return in glory, we must ask ourselves, did Jesus make a promise that he did not keep? Just like any other piece of writing, Bible verses have context. To understand what Jesus meant in this verse, we must consider where it falls in the broader story of the Gospels and how the surrounding verses help shape its meaning. In the preceding passage, Jesus predicts for the first time that he will suffer, be killed, and rise again. Peter objects to this idea, expecting a victorious, conquering Messiah. Jesus rebukes Peter, then teaches his disciples that following him will require taking up their own cross. He tells them that whoever loses their life for his sake will find it. It's in this context of suffering, death, and kingdom expectation that Jesus makes the puzzling statement in verse 28. So what does he mean when he says that some standing there will not die before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom? Let's consider three possibilities. Number one, Jesus was wrong. Some claim that Jesus was here predicting his final return in glory, the end of the world as we know it, within the lifetime of the disciples standing before him. Since that didn't happen, skeptics argue, Jesus was wrong. Jesus was just a man, perhaps a great moral teacher, but not the Son of God and not the Messiah. However, there are several New Testament passages that demonstrate this is not what Jesus was promising. Number one, Jesus himself said that no one knows the day or hour of his return, not even him. If Jesus didn't know the hour of his return, why would he promise this? Number two, Peter encourages the church not to lose heart that Christ hasn't yet returned because 1,000 years is like a day to God, indicating he knew it could be a long time until Christ's return. Number three, some in the early church believed Jesus had promised that John would not die until Jesus returned, but John clarifies this isn't true in his gospel. Number four, after the rest of the apostles were martyred, this same John, the last living apostle, concludes the book of Revelation with the words, "Come, Lord Jesus," demonstrating he was still awaiting the return of Christ at any time, but not necessarily during his lifetime. Second possibility, the kingdom is only in your heart. Others claim that Jesus' promise did come true, but only in a spiritual sense. The kingdom of Jesus is only symbolic, only a matter of the heart, they might say. It has nothing to do with whether Jesus actually rose from the grave or will ever return in the future. The kingdom of God is here if we love one another. While it is true that Jesus' kingdom is spiritual and that his Holy Spirit dwells within our hearts, this is not the totality of what is meant by the kingdom of God in Scripture. The Bible and Jesus claim a literal resurrection and return of Christ. The Apostle Paul argues for the importance of both a spiritual and physical resurrection in 1 Corinthians 15. Possibility number three, the coming of the kingdom is a little different than expected. The Bible is full of fulfilled promises that look different than originally expected. The Old Testament is full of prophecy that the Messiah would come to rescue his people. However, no one expected the Son of God to be born of a virgin and then to suffer, die, and rise to save them from sin. So what might Jesus have meant that we didn't immediately expect when he said, "There are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom"? The following four options seem to be the most likely fulfillment of Jesus' words. First, Jesus' transfiguration. Second, his resurrection. Third, the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost. Or fourth, the spread of the kingdom through the preaching of the early church. The transfiguration of Jesus, a revealing of his glory to his disciples, immediately follows the verse in question. This is a pretty strong contextual clue that this is at least part of what Jesus meant. However, another phenomenon we see frequently in Scripture is multiple fulfillments of a promise. For example, the promised coming of the Messiah in the Old Testament turns out not to be one, but two comings of Jesus. In the same way, the coming of Jesus' kingdom can be seen in his transfiguration, as well as the resurrection, Pentecost, and the growth of the early church, all of which happened within the lifetime of the disciples Jesus was speaking to. So what does a proper understanding of Matthew 16:28 mean for us today? First, it reminds us that Jesus always keeps his promises, even if they are fulfilled in ways we didn't initially expect. Jesus did not fail or misspeak. He was not predicting the end of the world in that moment, but rather foretelling the breakthrough of his kingdom through his transfiguration, resurrection, the giving of the Spirit, and the spread of the gospel. All of that happened just as he said it would, before some of those disciples tasted death. Second, this passage helps us hold together two truths we often separate. The kingdom is already here, and the kingdom is still coming. Jesus reigns now. His authority has been revealed, his spirit has been given, his church is advancing, and yet we still long for the day when he will return in glory and make all things new. We live in the already, but not yet, of the kingdom. Third, this verse encourages us to trust God's timing and perspective. Like the disciples, we often expect God to act in certain ways according to our expectations or timelines, but God often fulfills his promises in stages and through surprising means. The cross didn't look like victory, but it was. The slow spread of the gospel didn't look like a kingdom, but it is. So when you read Matthew 16:28, don't read it with doubt. Read it with confidence, wonder, and hope. The kingdom has come, is coming, and will come in full. And the king is faithful.